You need to start traveling more. You need to go out and book a trip and just take off like 4 days. You get a long start on the weekend. It'll be whatever day is up in my Memorial Day or whatever it is. And take some days off and take a vacation. Vacations are important. Getting out of your city, getting out of your own headspace is important. Shiznit. And why do I say this? Why do I start the show with this tone? Because I just got back from Alaska. And I'm a person of the belief, my brain's probably not going to work very well today. Just was traveling all day yesterday. I'm tired as shit. And I had to work all day and there was a lot of stuff to do. So my brain's going to be mush, but that's fine. I'm doing a podcast for you anyways, because I'm a really good host and I'm doing my best. So you guys enjoy yourselves and listen to something. I believe that you need to get out every once in a while. You need to recharge your bats. RYB. That's what I always say. Recharge your batteries. That's what that stands for. And you have to get out once in a while. Everyone's different. You burn out every couple months, every 6 months or a year, whatever it is. Some people, maybe it's 2 months or 3 months, and you got to get out. Take a trip. Do something you've never done. It doesn't have to be far. You could go to Ocracoke. You could go to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. You can go to Thailand. If you wanted to, you could go to Gary, Indiana and have probably a terrible time. But if that's what's going to make you relax, you should do that. Take some time off. Have some me time. Recharge your bats. RYB. And that's what I did. That's what I just did. I just recharged my bats. Went to Alaska, as you may or may not know. Look at me. I'm all bundled up. I don't look comfy as shit. I also look pretty handsome in this hat, I have to say. I'm handsome, I think. No British Beth today. But that's because I don't have time to... I got to put this episode out. It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, innit? It's bloody Tuesday, innit? It's bloody Tuesday, innit? I'm one of the Peaky fucking Blinders. I'm watching that show now. So get ready for a lot more British accent stuff. I'm one of the Peaky fucking Blinders. Thomas Shelby. Matty Thomas. I live in Birmingham. I lived there since I was a kid. And then I moved to London. That's why I sound so Cockney. I moved to London. I lived there for like 13 or 14 years. And I moved back to Birmingham because I wanted to get to my roots. Wanted to get to me roots. And I connected back with my family members or whatever. And I'm now one of the Peaky Blinders. So that's me. Gordon. I guess my name's Gordon. I'm Gordon. No, I don't remember what I'm talking about. Oh, Beth. So she's not here at the current moment. I have to record this episode. It's going to be short. Lucy Goose episode today. If you haven't noticed, Lucy Goose app. But yeah, I went to Alaska. Fun times. And you got to do this shit. Pain in the ass to get there. I'll tell you what, that flight is no joke. My sister had to fly from, North Carolina, which was way worse. And it's gotta be brutal. But even flying from LA, you get it's up to Seattle and then you connect from Seattle to Fairbanks and holy fucking shit is Alaska huge and far away from everything else. You're pretty much in Russia. It's so far away from civilization. Or you're in Canada/Russia. I don't know. It's so weird and it's so exhausting traveling there. But it was fun and it's worth it. I got to do a lot of great, crazy, nice, fun, awesome, good things. And enjoy the great outdoors in the negative degree weather. But I RMB'd. Recharge my bats. That's what I did. You got to do these things. And now, was it a cheap trip? Absolutely not. It was so many dollars to do all the things we did. And let me give you a breakdown of what we did, because you're probably wondering. First of all, traveling to the place stinks, stinky butt hole. It's 8 hours of traveling from LA-ish, and then you lose an hour. So it's kind of nice you lose an hour. I landed at like 2:30 or something like that. And then we went straight to the Chena Hot Springs north of Fairbanks. It's like, an hour and a half drive up there. We rode with Bob. Classic Bob. Bob was about as classic of the picture someone in Alaska who drives a tour bus. Picture someone in Alaska who does an Alaskan wildlife tours trip. And that's what Bob was. And he's exactly what you think he would be. He knew way too much about mooses. He knew way too much about cold things. And he talked too many times over the course of the hour and a half trip. Nice guy, but he talked a lot. And he knew a lot about mooses. A lot about mooses and wildlife. And he drove us up there. You get in the hot springs. It's nice. It's cozy. It's warm. Feels like you were just born into a bathtub or something. And we had probably one of the most mediocre dinners of my entire life. I ordered a salmon burger because, hey, I'm in fucking Alaska and I want to get a salmon burger. And oops, it was gross. Wasn't fresh, frozen as shit. On all the other food stunk. And what am I supposed to say? It's Alaska. They probably can't get fresh food. But salmon, I mean, I don't think that's that crazy of a thing to be asking for salmon in Alaska and hoping to get fresh salmon and not a frozen salmon patty. And hey, that's just me. Food stinks. But the ice museum was cool. They carve a lot of ice up there in the Chena Hot Springs, and then the Northern Lights come out. And that's wonderful. And that's fantastic. And that's recharging your bat. All right? Recharging your bee. And you can see more stars than you've probably ever seen. And Bob's talking the whole fucking time. And you're trying to have a moment with God. And Bob's like, oh, you know, I saw a grizzly bear here about 7 years. Bob, hey, shut it. You need hand warmers? Bob, shush. I would like to go maybe just 3 minutes without anyone talking. That would be great. Nice guy, but talks. Nice guy, but knows too much about mooses. Nice guy. But he got naked in front of me. What? There was a locker room there. What? Sorry. Nice guy, but knows too much about grizzly bears. Okay. So we go up there. We're watching it up and we're up there too long. And then you have to drive an hour and a half back. And we had the worst salmon burger of my life. But fun. Great trip. Worth it. You see the Northern Lights. You're like, ooh, this is spooky. That's cool. You know, they have lights coming over the mountains there. I enjoyed myself. And then after that, the next day, kind of a chill day, we went and explored the town of Fairbanks. And I don't need to tell you this, but not much going on there. Not a whole lot happening in Fairbanks, Alaska. I don't know what could possibly happen there other than just try not to die from the cold. Yes. I mean, you got the Northern Lights and that's fun and there's fishing and all that stuff and that's great and dandy and not nice. But I don't think I'll ever be going back because we did everything you could probably do in the whole town except for eat tamales, which I don't know why people kept recommending tamales to us in Fairbanks, Alaska. Hey, have a different specialty. Hey, maybe work on your salmon before you move to tamales. How about that? You're a little north of the border. That's what everyone said, and we didn't try the tamales, and that's fine. I saw a bunch of mooses. Not a big deal. And so we explore the town. There's a lot of ice carving shit there because there's obviously nothing else to do in Fairbanks. And you meet some of the people there. And people in Alaska are weird. They're weird as shit. Braxton, what was the guy's name? Bufferton. Some guy was like the tour guide for our ice museum. And hey, he's one of the weirdest people. Nice guy, weird as shit. Nice guy, weird as shit. Giving us an ice museum tour. And this guy had the charisma the size of a pinky toe. It was just non-existent. And he did well, just his confidence was high. Oh, is that my phone? Can you guys hear that? Oh, yes, I have a landline phone. I'm not going to answer that, obviously, because it's definitely a scam caller. But this is a fun little moment for you on the What the Heck podcast where you get to experience parts of my life. One of the parts of my life being, I have a landline phone. Someone leaving a message. No. I have a landline phone. And why do I have a landline phone? Because I wanted one. And is that such a crime? Is it such a crime that Spectrum asked me to upgrade because it would have made my bundling with my internet cheaper if I bundled it with a phone? No, it's not a crime. And I want to have that because guess what? Now I have that and you don't. And landlines are dying, but not for me because I have a landline and I use it. So, yeah, and then that's what that was. And it made me ruin my train of thought, but thanks, landline phone. Thanks. So, Braden, Braxton, Bufferton, Buckwheat. I forget the guy's name, but he would walk into the room. Someone needs to give this guy lessons on how to give tours. He's done this 1,000 times, clearly, but he'd be like, ladies and gentlemen, well, this next room, gonna be fun times. Ready for on the left, ready for the left-hand side. You got big chivalrous knights that were carved back in a couple of weeks ago. These were carved by Betty and Bob, the ice carvers themselves. And they nailed it. You're like, Braden, Braxton, Beefstick, whatever the guy's name was. What are you talking about? What are you trying to say? Up on the right, big old rooms. And these rooms were made exclusively to this museum. Only 16 other participants have ever been in a participatory contest of the championship realm. What? What are you saying? And up here on the ceiling fans, you got a chandelier. And I think these chandeliers maybe have the same height as the last time. Who wants an appletini? Fine, I'll take an appletini. I'm not going to say no if you offer me an appletini, Braden, Braxton, Beefstick, whatever your name is. I will take it. And then he proceeds to go over to the ice bar and just dumps apple juice and apple juice, liqueur, and vodka into these ice glasses, which was cool. By the way, enjoyed them. But I would have a tough time arguing in a court of law that that is legally considered an appletini because it just wasn't. Now, was it very alcoholic and delicious? Yes. But was it technically an appletini? Is that something James Bond would order? No. And then obviously Bob, nice guy, but weird. Nice guy knows too much about mooses. Nice guy knows too much about what you do with moose meat when you kill them on the road by accident. And the list you have to get put on to get the free moose meat. And that's a whole nother thing I could get into, but I don't have time for that. And look, they're nice people. I will say, Alaska people, nicer than Utah. I know I said I was going to shit on them. I'm not going to shit on Alaska people. Nice people, weird as shit. And now, that doesn't mean a whole lot coming from me because I am also weird as shit. So, take that info with and do with it what you will. And then we have Jake. Jake the Snake, Big Papa Jake. So on Saturday, we go up to sea to the Arctic Circle. And I have a certificate to prove it. It looks like a certificate that was given to 7th graders 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. So it's not very official, but I did go to the Arctic Circle, and that was a treat because that was a five and a half hour long trip up there. We left at like 2, and then you have all these stops along the way, which is nice. It helps break up the trip. We saw the Alaskan pipeline, and we saw the Yukon River or something like that. And then we saw there some weird winter wonderland places. Like, I'm sure there's the show Ice Road Truckers up there. It's very treacherous and tricky. And of course, it's a tour bus, Alaskan Wildlife Tour Bus. And of course, it was driven by one of the weirdest people on the trip and one of the weirdest people ever. His name was Jake. And if you were wondering if he wore short sleeves the whole time? Guess what? The answer to that question is, yeah, he was. So you don't have to worry about that anymore. Ask me this. Go ahead. Say, Matt, was he wearing a short sleeve shirt the whole time in -9 degree weather? And ask me that. Yup. Yup, he was. Good job, Jake. You're so much cooler than us because you can wear short sleeves in cold weather and be cryptic. You wouldn't tell us anything that was going on. We'd be like, hey, so are we stopping up here and how long are we stopping for? He'd be like, well, we're waiting for Dave. And we're like, well, who is that? Well, he's driving another thing, but we're not going to wait for him. Oh, we're not? Because you just said we're going to. Nah, I don't know. Maybe. I'm just going to go rip a heater. And he'd go outside and smoke 17 cigarettes and then come back in the car and be like, I don't know why you guys are waiting in the car. We're going to be here a while. And we're like, what are you talking about? Because you just said we're not waiting for Dave. And then you said we are waiting for Dave. And we're not on the same page here, Jake. Let me just tell you that. I don't know anything that's happening because unlike you, I've never been on this tour 1,000 times before. So I don't know where we're going. I don't know what's on the agenda. I need to know what's on the agenda. All right. Before I continue on this journey, it would be helpful. We're driving into the wilderness, into the middle of fucking nowhere, Alaska, and we have no clue what's happening. We're just eating Triscuits and red vines, and we're sitting in the back seat, hoping that something good happens on this journey, and we see the Northern Lights. And Jake just won't be straight with us. So Jake, be straight with us, bro. I just want to know where we're going. So we get there and you're probably thinking, oh, cool. So you got to the destination. Oh, you drove up five fucking hours to go to the Arctic Circle. Surely there's a cabin there or a place to warm up. Nope. Nope. Don't worry. There's not. There's nowhere to warm up. There's nowhere to stand or sit. You just sit in the fucking van, you ugly piece of shit. And we wait. And of course, we were on the same page as Jake. Hey, Jake, so are we leaving now? Do we just leave after this? Or are we saying, he's like, what? No, of course not. It's like, oh, so we're just going to sit in the van, I guess. He just didn't answer. And then he's like, is everyone here? I'm like, yep, okay, let's get in the van. And then he just slams the door and we sit. All right, Jake, look, I'm cool with waiting in the van because I want to see the Northern Lights. That's why we came here. But like, you got to work on your communication skills, my friend. And would it be nice if there was a cabin there to warm up and make s'mores next to or something? And maybe eat a hot beef sandwich? Yes, that would be great. But there wasn't. So we're sitting in a cold car trying to make jokes, trying to stay sane. And he's like, I've got you guys till 4 a.m. Okay, great. So now we're forced to be in this timetable that you're setting for us, even though I would like to not be out till then. But fine. Okay, fine. So we start driving back, and I will say, views, incredible. This is why you need to recharge your bats. Go upstairs to the northern part of North America. Go upstairs to visit Papa Canada, visit Alaska. Go to Mother Russia if you need to. But breathtaking views, all right? I'm a nature fan. I like nature. I like mooses. I like gooses. I like stars. I like aurora borealises. And I like wearing hats like this because I'm handsome as shit. So felt really nice. I've seen more. It was more stars than I've ever seen. Pictures were nuts. If you haven't seen the pictures yet, go to my Insta and check them out because I'm a breathtaking photographer. Not that great. I am amateur, but they're not the worst pictures in the world. Got some decent photos. It was amazing. Now, would I ever do it again is probably what you're wondering. And the answer to that question is absolutely not. I'm not going to travel another 5 hours in the car with Jake. I'm just not. I would love to see the Northern Lights again, but I'll probably go somewhere else. And Fairbanks was amazing. Great, great time. Great time, frankly. But a lot of work. And I would recommend it. I'm not saying I don't recommend it. If you were thinking about recharging your bats in Alaska and you want to see the NLs, that stands for Northern Lights. I just shortened it. Fairbanks, great. You'll see great stars, many stars, billions and billions of stars. That's what they call them. Stars. They're good people. Just like me. I'm quite the star myself, a reality star. So go up there if you want to see the good Northern Lights. It's, you know, a fun trip, but it's a lot of work. Just keep that in mind and bring alcohol with you if you got it. So that was nice. And, you know, Jake, weird as shit, but whatever. And then you get to the dog sledding part. And by the way, there's a common theme with all these people in Alaska, which is they all are very cryptic and they all have like a story, like they're trying to escape or they moved from somewhere. Like we had met some of them who had lived there for like our Uber driver had lived in Fairbanks for like 35, 40 years. But he's like, I'm not from here originally. I just moved, but I hate the cold. It's like, okay, well, why did you move here then, Jason, or whatever the guy's name was? He was probably in his 60s, late 60s. And he's like, oh, I know how to get in trouble, but I know how to stay out of trouble too. And I'm like, did you kill a person? Maybe don't say that to your Uber passengers. Then we went dog sledding, which was probably the highlight for me. That was a great old grand time. Got to hang out with Balto and go dog sledding in a paint. Pretty much felt like a painting. And that was fun as shit. No complaints about that. We went out to dinner afterwards and to a bar, into like a brewery bar. The bar was awesome. Dive bar. It was great being inside of a bar. I have to say, amazing. And also, the food after we went to that bar stunk. So that's a common theme you're getting too. Everything is just very average and in terms of food. But it was just nice to be able to eat inside. That was very weird. I don't think I've eaten inside at a restaurant in months and months and months. And that was nice. So I got to go to a dive bar, got to eat inside. Great. Maybe it was the food 5-star. Nope. But I was able to eat inside, and that's nice. So I was happy about that. And overall, and there's that noise we love. That's the noise we've come to love. Overall, great, wonderful trip. The travel is a little brutal. But I think while we were there 5 days, I think that's enough. I don't think you need to do more than 5 days in Fairbanks. What I would say is maybe take a week if you're going to do Alaska and go to Anchorage or something. I want to go back in the summertime for sure. It's really bone-chillingly cold up there right now. I don't know how people live up there. It's brutal. But it was fun. I had a great time. And it was nice. And I'm exhausted from it. And that's fun coming back to hundreds of thousands of emails. But that's what we do. That's what I signed up for. And I recharge my bats, and that's all that matters, right? Hang out in the hot tub. There's a couple, we had a couple hours of downtime chilling in our little Airbnb. Who our host, that's a whole nother thing I don't want to get into. She said our Airbnb, I'm going to get into it now, though, because I'm going to be boiling mad if I don't talk about this. Angela, our Airbnb host, So we cleaned up very well. We're polite as shit. I'm very polite. When it comes to staying in someone else's thing, I'll clean the shit out of their place, especially Airbnbs, because I want to get a good rating. We left some food behind because we had extra bagels and candy and stuff. And we're like, maybe the other guests want this. Well, it was like full packages of stuff we hadn't even opened. So we're like, we'll just leave these for the next guest. And she knew she was having next guest come yesterday, which she may have been lying about, but who knows. We clean up and she leaves a subpar rating on the Airbnb thing. Because there was crumbs on the floor. She called them debris. Hey, Angela, we're not demolishing a house. There's no controlled blasts going on in this house. There's no debris. There was maybe 2 or 3 crumbs. But you calling it debris is insulting and stupid. And unfair and untrue as well. I didn't know it was my job to vacuum every part of the house when I left. If we didn't make a mess, then I'm not going to fucking vacuum. We asked her to send pics and she sent pics of these like tiny little crumbs of dirt on the ground. We're like, okay, well, you're a piece of shit, Angela. We gave you 5 stars because it was honestly not a 5-star stay. It was probably a 3-star stay. Maybe less. Just given that it's in Fairbanks, Alaska, you're not exactly having the cream of the crop at Airbnbs up there. But she, kind of screwed us. So fuck you, Angela. You are you're a liar. We were nice and polite. and we were perfect. We may not, maybe not perfect, but we treated the whole place with respect, and I will stand by that till the day I die. And you calling it debris is egregious and erroneous. And I just wanted to use those two E words. Is erroneous spelled with an E? I think so. Doesn't matter. I'm back now. We're back, my kids. But a couple things that happened before I get going. This was happening yesterday. Come on, focus in on me. Focus in. Okay, well, you're going to have to deal with blurry me for the last couple minutes of this episode. Royal family something bullshit. Royal family something bullshit happened. Hey, tell me something. Hey, tell me about something I could possibly care about less than anything to do with the royal family. Please tell me. Try telling me something that I could possibly care about less than a bullshit royal family bullshit. It's not possible. Oh no. The man who has a fictitious role in a government, in a fictitious monarchy, is leaving that fictitious monarchy with his weird wife. And they're leaving it and they're not going to get free money anymore. So they can't run their fictitious monarchy. And oh no, they're telling all about how the Queen of England was mean to Meghan Markle. What? Hey, tell me something I care about less than that. Nothing was summed up better than, I just want to read this and we'll end on this. The Irish Times wrote this. These are the first two paragraphs. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Having a monarchy next door is a little like having a neighbor who's really into clowns and has a house daubed in clown murals, display clown dolls in each window, and has an insatiable desire to hear about and discuss clown-related news stories. More specifically, for the Irish, it's like having a neighbor who's really into clowns, and also, your grandfather was murdered by a clown. Beyond this, it's the stuff of children's stories. Having a queen as head of state is like having a pirate or a mermaid or Ewok as head of state. What's the logic? Bees have queens, but the queen bee lays all of her eggs in the hive. The queen of the Britons has just laid four British eggs, and one of those is the sweatless creep Prince Andrew, so it's hardly deserving of applause. Those are the first two paragraphs, and I couldn't agree more, Irish Times. Oh, the Irish Times. Oh, the Irish Times stare, hitting the nail on the head. Top of the morning to ya. Who gives a fuck about this? Why is this news? Can we just delete the monarchy there already? Like, Brits, you give people shit. And Beth hears about this all the time. So sorry, Beth. I'm going to rehash this up. You fucking give us so much shit for so much of our stuff. You have a fake fucking queen who doesn't do jack shit. Which is fine. And it's hilarious, actually. I'm a huge fan because it's just so funny and ridiculous. But you're not really allowed to criticize American culture when you have a fake fucking queen who doesn't do shit. And you create this fake drama with all of it. And you have the Lord of Duchess of Cranberry. And, oh, it's Lord Henry Wailing of Tintersworth. No. I don't subscribe to it. But it's funny. But it's stupid, but it's funny. But I love British people. Obviously. So don't take my rage too seriously. But the whole, if you give a shit about this drama, it's inconsequential. It doesn't matter. Just like everything in life. At the end of the day, life is supposed to be fun. You're supposed to enjoy your life. Be selfish. Be indulgent. RYB, recharge your batteries. Take care of yourself. Take care of your friends. Take care of your family. Don't worry about the outside bullshit, about fake monarchies. Don't worry about what your boss said to you at work today. Don't worry about your neighbor who got mad at you for making too much noise the other day. It doesn't fucking matter. All that matters is what's directly important to you in your life, people who are close to you. Go recharge your batteries, go out in the world, appreciate this beautiful fucking world we live in, and don't take everything so seriously because we're going to be fine, guys. We're going to be fine. I love you very much. Go recharge your batteries. See you guys next week.